The show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. And today's home improvement is more about life improvement. We're talking about how to bring inspiration to your life, to find that inspired lover and that home, create that inspiring home. And sometimes when you're looking for the inspired lover or partner in your life, it may mean redesigning yourself from the inside out to attract that lasting love. And celebrity love architect Kayleen Rosenberg is joining us on the phone. Hey, Kayleen, thanks for joining us this Sunday. Hey, Kayleen. Oh. There you are. We lost you for a second. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
So, all right, let's talk about it. I mean, our show today was dedicated to inspiring people to make change in their life positively. When it comes to relationships, this is an area where people tend to attract a lot of issues and drama and negativity because they don't either they're not in the right place and they're attracting the wrong person or what are some of these other reasons why people end up in bad relationships?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's so true, and how cool that you're, you know, devoting this time in the show today to this for your listeners. You know, we sort of unfortunately screw up love up all over the place, and we are aware of the painful side effects of it. But we continue to want love and to believe in love and to hope for love, and yet we continue to do it wrong. And one of the areas that the truth of our love life, where we are, whether we're married or even if we're single and we're looking for a soulmate, it really shows up in our home. No matter how large or small our home is, even if you're renting a room somewhere, even if you're in college and you're just starting to get into the whole love life experience, our home tells everything. And, you know, so when I'm working with my clients, one of the first things I say with them, regardless of how in-depth our face-to-face assessment is or interview, it's, I need to see your home. I need to go into every nook and cranny of how you live and where you live and what you enjoy around you to see the truth behind what's really working or not.
All right, so tell me, what is the weirdest thing you found when you've gone into, remain anonymous, obviously, but has there been some situation when you go into this home and you're like, oh, this explains it all?
Always. I mean, honestly, always. And I'll get there in a second. I mean, many times the person that you see, that you spend time with, yet never having been to their home, ends up being a completely different person with you than they are in their home or than their home even displays. So, for instance, you know, I think that one that's interesting is, you know, a very, very successful, big global CEO, obviously lots and lots of money, can do whatever he wants, and he was extremely proud to have me over to his new home, and he had just, you know, he had shared that he had just hired one of the top designers in the world, and he put millions into this renovation and into this place. And yet I walked in, and yes, it was lovely, but it was also incredibly cold and sterile, and it didn't feel anything like the man that I knew he was. And when I confronted him on this, he just said, well, you know, I wanted to do what everyone else would like. I wanted to do what I thought a woman would be attracted to. And I said, but my dear, what you did is you lost yourself in this. You didn't show me who you were in this. But even so, I think, you know, people can get, they can go way overboard. Sometimes you'll walk into a single woman, you know, she might like cats, honestly, and it's not like it's the crazy cat thing, but it's, she may be so into cats that she has pictures of cats, she has pictures of her cat, she has little tchotchkes of kittens and cats and all over the place, and it's cute to her, and it might be fun to her friends, but it's really saying something on a deeper level, and it can be a little scary to a man.
What is that cat thing, though? I mean, I'm not to offend anybody who's a cat collector, but one cat's cool, two, okay, four, five, six, I think that's when issues start to manifest.
You know, one of the things that it can say, actually, and I might have people absolutely hate me for this, but you can be a caretaker or a codependent to the nth degree. The cat, and this isn't just cats, it's several animals on many levels, but, you know, I think particularly when I've worked with clients who've had, like you said, more than two cats or three cats, it's there's a comfort with the cat. There's a comfort with the animal, but it also shows that there's a really strong disconnect and a major fear of intimacy with a human being.
Yeah.
So, but I will say, you know, you asked the question you asked earlier. One of the big ones, too, people that have been divorced, I mean, literally divorced for years, and yet I'll go into their home, and they'll still have their wedding photos up with their ex.
And as they're trying to date?
As they're trying to date.
Oh, yeah, that's a major no-no.
You know, it is. And the thing is that what they're trying to do is feel kind of sane and comfortable in the sense that they were once married, they were once able to attract someone and get to the altar. So they're holding on to that for a bit of power and comfort, but yet at the same time, they're not letting that part go. They're not, you know, they're not in a place of renewal and moving forward, and they will. They'll leave them up. They'll have pictures of their ex all over the place as they bring someone new into their life, and no, it does not work.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a hot topic about the dating after divorce. I mean, some people get so burnt after the first one that they, you know, can't fathom getting back out there. And I think those folks have a harder time with the dating thing in general because you got that burned, scorned lover thing. And then the fear of, like, am I older now? Is the marketplace still the same? How is it, in your opinion, in your job, is it more difficult to deal with a divorcee who wants to get back out there?
You know, I have to be honest with you, it's actually easier.
Really?
You know, here's the...
Educate me. I'm curious.
They're lonely in their heart. They were lonely in their marriage to the point of getting a divorce, right? There was a piece that was really unfulfilled. And they're, honestly, they're so excited to be free. Really, a major portion of them is just so excited to be free to finally, in their mind, do it right. And thank God, most people really want to do it right. They want to look at their own stuff and what didn't work in their last relationship or marriage. And they're seekers. They're students, you know, of life and to really, really get it right and have intimacy. Men just as equal to women, if not more so, to be very honest with you. And I'd say, too, they also bring, as opposed to someone who hasn't been married, people who have been divorced,
right.
They bring a level of experience and understanding. Even if they screwed it up last time, they sort of know what to expect and maybe what to do differently.
If I ever got divorced, not to cut you off here, but my feeling personally is if I ever got divorced, I'm done with the whole marriage thing.
Well, that depends on how darn bad the marriage was. Well, I don't mean to laugh, but seriously, it really, really does. It's what went on in your marriage. What did you bring into your marriage in the first place? Because when we don't have peace in our marriage, it's all true. You know, it's not to overuse the word intimacy and communication, but it's absolutely darn true. We just never really had that level of connection, intimacy, emotional, spiritually, sexually, that we need to really have that beautiful relationship with each other. And so if you didn't have that, if you didn't come from that, and especially if you didn't have it in a marriage, yeah, it's darn scary.
What if you had that, and then this is not my case at this moment, but what if you had that, and then for whatever reason, time goes by, things, you know, get stale, and you get old, and again, this is not me, I'm just saying hypothetically,
it's all good.
In case my wife is listening, hypothetically speaking, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the situation. I mean, I've talked to a lot of bachelors, and maybe it's because I'm talking to, you know, a post-divorcee bachelor kind of guy, who would never in a million years do that again, even though they might have had a great relationship that just didn't work out for whatever reason. You know, it's surprising that so many people would be so willing to jump back into it.
Oh, I know. I hear you. And they are. And actually, men tend to marry right out of the gate again. They're the first one to jump back in. And yes, they really, really are. And, you know, I would say that it is a different world out there, though, than it's ever been. I have a gentleman that I've been working with, and he actually just met someone, and they're absolutely in love. And he just said, you know, I hate to say this, but I've never hated being single so much in my life, even though his marriage was awful and there wasn't a lot of connection or intimacy with his ex-wife. But he actually said at times it was lonelier being single in today's day and age than it was being in a bad marriage. I thought that was interesting. And I think part of that is that you have all of these, and this is a huge reason that I do the work that I do, but you have all, you know, over 100 million singles in this country,
right,
adults and up. And they are wanting love on a higher level, really, than ever before. But at the same time, because they have access through online dating and Tinder and Match.com and eHarmony and everything else, they have access in a way almost like a kid in a candy store that they never had before. Although they want the intimacy and they want the connection, they're also getting that sort of kind of that adrenaline boost.
That high.
That's, total high.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so they get scared by that, and then they don't know what to do, and it becomes it's like overload.
Well, listen, we're going to talk more about this. We have to take a quick break. We're talking with a celebrity love architect, Kayleen Rosenberg, and we'll have more on this really interesting topic. And then we'll get down to some tips on people trying to find love out there, whether it be first time or second time. We'll give you all the information how you can visit thelovearchitects.com. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN 720. We are finishing our conversation with Kayleen Rosenberg, CEO and founder of The Love Architects, an elite matchmaking and love design firm that remodels the love lives of some of the world's most influential people. Kayleen, thanks for joining me on the show. And Kayleen, you there?
Hey.
Oh, there you go. I think we just had a little bit of time. We've been having phone issues all day. I'm not sure what's going on. All right, so we left off. We were talking about things people can do in their own love life to help attract people to them. Now, give us some good suggestions here.
You know, well, here's the thing. I think that it's absolutely crucial that we really know, understand, and honor who we are, what we want not only in life and in a partner, but out of life. So many times we get lost in what we think we should have or what everyone else has that we sort of put ourselves in the back of the line and we sort of abandon ourselves. And that's when we end up with the wrong partner. So we have to absolutely be madly in love with ourselves first, not in an egocentric way or a narcissistic way, but just knowing that you have what is absolutely beautiful and wonderful to give to someone else, that you are as much of a gift to someone else as you would hope for and expect from someone else.
How many people, though, let's stop here for a second, really do that? I mean,
most don't.
And I think that's probably the biggest problem why the divorce rate is so darn high in this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, big mission of mine, get that darn divorce rate
down. Elif's looking up right now. We're trying to find the most current statistic.
I heard it actually has dropped a tiny bit, but even so, it's also more so that we have these people that are just kind of going into what you were saying in the beginning, maybe afraid to get married, yet they want marriage. And I'd like the divorce rate to be lower because people are staying in happy, healthy marriages.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Not only do I connect soulmates, but I also reconnect married couples that are struggling, some that are even at divorce, and turn them around, and I get them happy and healthy. That makes me so excited. So once you sit with yourself and sit with what triggers you in life, what gets you upset, how are people able to have power over you or get at you? It's not about what they're doing to you. It's about the truth that it's triggering within yourself that you have been ignoring or denying for a period of time. And the minute you get clear with yourself, without self-criticism, without shame, learn to start forgiving yourself no matter who you are, no matter what you come from, no matter what you've done in life. Just start loving on yourself, forgiving yourself, getting present with yourself, starting to work on the things that you haven't liked about yourself deep inside that you really want to connect with on a higher level. Once you start getting to that place of peace, your energy shifts. You look different. I mean, there are people that literally, they've just worked on loving themselves in a higher way, and people will look at them and say, did you have some plastic surgery done? Did you lose 5 pounds? Did you, what's different about you? It's that they're glowing in energy of a healthier self-connection and love.
But why is it so hard to do? I mean, this is it sounds so easy, but yet why are so many people walking around in self-hate?
We have been born into such a shame-based system and society of critique, criticism, hatred, disconnect.
So because of media, basically.
Media, our upbringing, our parents that didn't have the love themselves that they needed and wanted growing up, and then therefore with each other and then in front of us, a lot of, again, going to the codependency thing. We get stuck and we get so screwed, excuse my language.
No, you're right on.
And it's just, and it actually can be so easy and it is simple, and that's what I teach my clients. It's just sitting for a moment, the second you stop ignoring your inner voice, your life will shift. I promise you. And sometimes people will say, well, Kaylin, you don't understand my inner voice. I have a couple inner voices. I have one that I know is good, and I have one that I know isn't good. Well, then there you go. There's your answer. Follow the one that you know is good, the one that in your heart, in your gut, in your soul feels right. It is your beautiful guide, and it takes care of you always. So you could be in a marriage that you're like, I can't stand my wife, or I can't stand my husband, or I'm so in so much pain, or I'm so lonely, I want a divorce. And then you go deeper and you say, but do you really want a divorce? Well, no, I don't want a divorce. Okay, what do you want? Let your voice tell you. I say and believe it's our connection to God, that it's God's way of connecting to us is through our inner voice.
Sure.
And it's just, I can sit and I work with, Cosmopolitan and Huffington Post and blah, blah, blah. And I don't mean blah, 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 because I am grateful for it. But what I'm saying is that I could give, the 5 steps or the 10 steps to finding your soulmate or where to go or not to do. But the thing is that keeps us stuck on the surface level. It is literally as simple as, where are you at with the peace and love within yourself first? Do you listen completely to that inner voice and honor it? Because if you can get there, and you really can, and honestly, it isn't that hard once you learn how to do it, then it isn't about going to the right bar or the right, you know, people even say you shouldn't go to a bar. Well, no, I met the love of my life at a bar. So, my husband. So, when you are present with yourself, you are open, you are available, you are radiating energy and the opportunity to experience love. So, if you're pumping gas at, you know, the next time you're getting gasoline, your soulmate could be right there. You can go to church, you can get groceries, you could be standing in line somewhere. It's just about getting right within yourself.
And then getting right, getting there, and then you're there, you're in that great place, and then a year goes by, now you're back to crappy. You know, I'm just talking reality.
I love how real you are. Go ahead.
Because this is reality. I mean, come on, let's face it. To maintain, I was just talking about this with author James Jensen, 7 Keys to Unlock Your Full Potential.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work, people.
It does take constant
work. Relationships, mm-hmm. your mind, all of this stuff. And that's how you live a great life. It's not just the magic pill. We are so fixated in the society of the magic bullet.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with clients who are like that? I can imagine the more wealthy, the more used they are to right now. Like, they want it right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or my celebrities. They're the most difficult, but yet at the same time, they want it more than anything to just feel something real. So it's, but even when you said that it's difficult or it's a lot of work, it's as simple as, again, just being silent and quiet enough within yourself to hear what your inner voice is telling you on every single thing in your life. And so when you say, well, it's a lot of work, okay, geez, if I want my body in shape, I have to really pay attention to my food. I have to exercise, and oh, yuck, that's not so fun, or for some people, it's amazing. But even if it's about getting so centered and connected with yourself that if you're doing all these so-called right things, right, you're doing all the bullet points that you're supposed to do to be in check and to be happy. If doing that doesn't feel good, then sit with yourself, be silent again, and ask yourself why, and hear the answer that comes to you. Again, going back to the shame-based society, we suffocate in it. It's the reason we have addictions at the level that they're at. It's the reason that we have hate at the level that it's at.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, just love. Love.
Everyone should get a love pill, wherever it is. Just start passing them out.
Yeah. It's within us. Yeah,
exactly.
It really, really is. But there are actual things we can do as well. I know that's one of the things we were going to possibly talk about. But in our homes, that, you know, just looking at our home, sitting back and getting a feel for our home. Is it cluttered? Is it too clean? You know, do the colors really, do they kind of make a statement as to who we are and how we feel about ourselves in life? Does our home make us happy? Do we feel peaceful there? Is it our nest?
Right.
You know, sit back, go through every room in your house and see what your home is saying to you about who you are and where you're at. And does it say that you are somebody who is really, really at an amazing place within yourself and in joy and in love? And it's interesting to listen to what our home is telling us.
That's right. And that, you know, that's the basis of my entire program, is how everything stems from the home. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
And
it's the center of our world. Thank you so much, Kayleen. I really appreciate it. Great conversation. We've got to have you back to expand on this a little bit more, because I think we can get into really interesting places with this. The website is thelovearchitects.com. Have a social media website you want people to go to?
Well, my goodness. Kaylin Rosenberg on Twitter, Kaylin.Rosenberg. But really just thelovearchitects.com. My book is coming out in July, Real Love Right Now at Barnes & Noble.
Well, we got to have you back for the book launch.
Would love that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.